This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien. The federal, state, and tribal agencies that manage Yellowstone National Park bison have agreed to let the animals stay in parts of Montana year-round. Governor Steve Bullock issued a decision in December to allow bison that roam outside the park in search of food to remain on an estimated 400 square miles north and west of the park. The Interagency Bison Management Plan members yesterday verbally agreed to Bullock's decision. Officials with the National Park Service and Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks say the IBMP partners must still update and sign the changes to the Bison Management Plan. Supporters say it will be the first time in a century bison will be allowed year-round in the state. Ranchers and landowners are concerned the animals will spread disease and damage property. Yesterday, Montana's judicial branch recommended adding more judges to understaffed county courts. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The proposal brought before the Judicial Redistricting Committee asked for 5 new judges at a cost of just over $2 million. In February, a study released by the District Court Council reported an additional 21 judges are needed to meet current case workload demands. But the Judiciary Interim Committee chairman said they would be laughed out of the legislature if they asked for those kinds of resources. Instead, Wednesday's recommendation asked for a handful of judges in the state's most burdened counties. Court Administrator Beth McLaughlin.
So what we're looking at is 2 judges in the 13th Judicial District, which is Yellowstone County. The second one is a judge in the 4th Judicial District, which is Missoula Mineral Counties, and then 1 judge each in the 8th, Cascade County, and the 11th, which is Flathead County, and those would be elected to take office in January of 2019.
McLaughlin says one of the Yellowstone County judges and the additional judge for Missoula and Mineral Counties would be appointed by January of 2018. The plan also calls for 1 additional standing master in Lewis and Clark and Broadwater counties. Standing masters have less authority than a judge, but can take on some of a judge's workload. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Federal workplace safety officials say workers at a U.S. minerals plant in Anaconda are being exposed to high arsenic levels. The U.S. Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health Administration says samples taken at the plant in October and November found between 1.25 and 4.75 times the permissible exposure limit. The World Health Organization says inorganic arsenic is highly toxic and long-term exposure can cause cancer, neurotoxicity, diabetes, and cardiovascular disease. Art Hazen, OSHA's area director in Billings, said yesterday none of the plant's 6 workers have reported any illnesses. The agency is proposing over $106,000 in fines for 16 serious violations that could result in serious physical harm or death. The last named defendant in the armed occupation of an Oregon wildlife refuge was arrested by the FBI. Jake Ryan of Montana faces charges of depredation of government property, conspiracy to impede officers, and possession of weapons in a federal facility. The Carbon County town of Red Lodge's chief of police is stepping down from his position amid tension between the city and the county. The Billings Gazette reports that Red Lodge Mayor Ed Williams announced yesterday that Police Chief Steve Hibbler has reached a mutual agreement with the city to end his employment June 30th. Yesterday, U.S. Senator John Tester and Governor Steve Bullock invited the multi-billion-dollar company PayPal to open up business in Montana. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Tester and Bullock's letter to PayPal's president and CEO comes after the company backed out of a plan to open a new global operations center in North Carolina. PayPal representatives say they canceled the company's plans in North Carolina because of a new state law there that restricts protections for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. Here's Tester.
Montana's a great place to do business. We have got a well-trained workforce, a great tax climate. And quite frankly, we have people who like one another and are accepting of one another. And I think that's critically important if you're going to have a business like PayPal.
The invitation by the Democratic governor and senator also plays into their party's campaign to defeat Republican gubernatorial candidate Greg Gianforte. Gianforte has had to fend off questions over his past philanthropic support of organizations that oppose local gay rights measures. The software entrepreneur has also made recruiting high-tech workers to Montana a signature of his campaign. On his campaign trail, Gianforte has repeatedly said that discrimination is wrong. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A legislative panel will not recommend any changes to a Montana law protecting school athletes against concussions. The Education and Local Government Interim Committee had discussed expanding the law to cover community youth sports and other non-school athletics, but members decided yesterday against amending rules enacted 3 years ago to protect student athletes from brain injuries caused by collisions and other severe blows. Since the law's passage, there have been discussions about protecting more children by including community youth soccer groups, small fry football, and club sports. A University of Montana study says about a third of youth sports groups do not have concussion policies in place. They're not required to do so under the current law. Severe contact can cause damage to still developing brains, leading to learning disabilities and changes in behavior. The public will get a chance to learn about and sound off on removing Yellowstone area grizzly bears from the endangered species list in Bozeman this week and next. The Sierra Club co-sponsored a talk by retired federal government wildlife biologist David Mattson at the Museum of the Rockies. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in March proposed taking Yellowstone grizzlies off the endangered species list, saying that a population capable sustaining itself now exists. Bonnie Rice is with the Sierra Club in Bozeman.
We think there's a lot more to the story than people might be hearing from the agencies in terms of grizzly bear recovery in the region.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will be giving its own perspective and taking public comment on grizzly recovery the following week. Tuesday, April 12th, it will be hosting a two-hour question and answer session on grizzly delisting, followed by 3 hours for public comment, all at the Bozeman Holiday Inn. You can find more information about both events on our website, mtpr.org. More than 500 people turned out for the funeral of the last surviving war chief of Montana's Crow tribe. Joe Medicine Crow, who died at 102, spent decades cataloging Crow history and became a renowned Native American historian. He was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2009. The tribal chairman says Medicine Crow was a great man in both the worlds of mainstream society and Crow culture. Thanks for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.